Interview video. Dennis explained that while in India, with this view in mind, they had videotaped the retired president of Sri Ramanashramam, Swami Ramananda Saraswati, who graciously told us something of his remarkable life and introduced a video we plan with Bhagavan's grace to release in commemoration of his 50th anniversary. See page 4 for the text of the interview. In 1989, James Hartle had videotaped interviews with the following lifelong devotees of Sri Maharishi: Sri T.N. Venkatraman, Sri N. Balarama Reddy, Sri Annamalai Swami, Sri Ramaswamy Pillai, Sri Kuju Swami, Sri Krishna Swami, Sri N. N. Rajan, Professor K. Swaminathan, Professor N. R. Krishnamurthy Iyer, Sri K. Natesan, Shampurnamma Ramaniyammal, and Ammaniyammal. Of these 30 devotees who moved closely with Sri Bhagavan, only Sri K. Natesan and Sri T. N. Venkatraman, now Swami Ramananda Saraswati, are still physically with us. After mentioning the video interview proposal to the ashrama president Sri V.S. Ramanan, he and other devotees became enthused about continuing to videotape more interviews with the few remaining devotees around who had the good fortune to spend time with Sri Bhagavan. Another dozen interviews were done with the help of Graham Boyd, who had brought to India a professional quality digital video camera. Almost all the archives at Sri Ramanashramam have now been digitized and copied onto CDs for storage. Because of this, it was easy to view on the ashrama computer. They have 4 the old photographs from the ashrama archives and locate photos of the interviewed devotees in the company of Bhagavan. These were copied onto a CD to bring back to the USA. A number of the devotees interviewed are also seen with Bhagavan in the archival films video. With the use of these photos and films, with other period pictures and present-day photos and videos, we plan to weave together a video production that will bring to life the gracious presence of the sage of Arunachala, seen through the eyes and experienced in the dedicated hearts of these venerable devotees. The video will run somewhere between 60 and 90 minutes, which means that we will only see highlights of each interview. Also, the first interview video will have to be limited, with perhaps a few exceptions, to include only those devotees from the initial 1989 taping. Due to the great wealth of new material videographed this year, we may have to produce a series of interview videos. We propose to do the digital editing of the video in the New York Arunachal Ashrama itself, and by His grace, complete it before Bhagavan's 50th Maha Nirvana Day. The above was released in May 2002 as the Guru Ramana DVD.